The first sports talk show for your sports weekend. The fastest 60 minutes in sports. It's the League Sports Talk Show on 94.9 The Fan and The Fan app.
It's hot outside. I was driving home at 5:30 last night. It was 99 degrees outside. And Nick, the producer here, getting things settled in. And like I was saying, it was 99 degrees, 5:30 last night, gentlemen. Hot, hot, hot here in Nashville, Tennessee. So excited to be here this morning. Man, we got a lot to talk about in sports. And I got my guys right next to me. The crew is in the house. We got Sedge. What's going on, Sedge?
Man, I'm excited to talk college sports, man. I'm excited.
It is the first month that we can say this. You ready?
Okay.
Next month is college football.
Yes, it is.
It's the first month that we can also say next month is NFL football, guys. So the year is flying. And I'm excited, and how about that, V? What do you think about those two things?
Nick Saban already crying.
Nick Saban crying, oh boy. He ain't cried that much through the years.
Hey, man, I can't wait.
I saw him crying, though, when Tennessee beat him, that's for sure.
Hey, and they're going to beat him again, man. I was watching a show on ESPN, and he just whining. He whining. He's whining. Everybody.
He get the best draft. He gets the best players in the country.
Man, he's been playing for the longest, man. I got players. I got guys that used to play for him, so I know. But anybody beat Bama. Beat Bama.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. And we got Randall, the Encyclopedia of Sports. We will talk about something big at Tennessee State.
Absolutely.
That went on.
Absolutely.
But good morning to you. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. How about the preseason poll? How Michigan, number one.
Wow, college, yeah.
College football. That really threw me back. I didn't understand that one.
Yeah.
That's going to have to be explained.
Well, but I'm excited to invite everybody in to listen today. This is the League Sports Talk Show, sponsored by Nashville Toyota North and Double Dogs in Gallatin. Matt's going to be with us at the half hour to talk about the specials going on at Double Dogs. I'm telling you, if you haven't watched sports out there, get out there. It is phenomenal, man. It is phenomenal. We're getting ready to do a live remote out there later on this month. So we're all excited to move the sports talk show, the League Sports Talk Show, over to Double Dogs. We got a lot to cover, guys. I mean, man, we got Corey. Corey is not with us today, but he will be back. So, Corey, we're wishing you all the best.
Yes, sir.
Praying for you today, my brother. So, excited to get started here. There's so much sports. Listen, I said a couple weeks ago, guys, it was like a lull a little bit with sports, but it's
but
not
we're
a
busy.
Lot.
We're busy now.
It is, man.
Training camp coming up.
Shoo! Training camp towards the ends of this month, somewhere around July 25th, I want to say. Things get revved up that way, and then preseason games for the NFL and August. And this week, as we talk about sports this week, we watched LSU win the College World Series, really in a rout against Florida. Any thoughts on that, seeing LSU win their College World Series? Go Tigers, G-E-A-U-X, go Tigers.
The way they bounced back, they lost game two, and they were, I mean, it was not even close to Florida.
They gave Florida, 24 runs,
24
right?
runs. So I was thinking, hey, I thought Florida was going to definitely walk the game three, but it seemed like it went to a complete reverse. Mm. Florida gave everything they had game two. Mm-hmm. Game three, they did not even show up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say this. Look, I love the College World Series. Like I mentioned before, I've been there. I went there and experienced it in 1989. Get rid of the aluminum bats, please.
No.
I mean, can we – what?
No.
I like that clink.
They're not even aluminum
like
no more.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not that I don't like it. It is actually because I don't like it. I like the click and the click of the ball on the bat. I mean, that's cool for Little League. I mean, these guys are getting ready to go play Major League Baseball with wooden bats.
Didn't they have a problem with Tennessee? Remember Tennessee was clacking? And they start complaining. I was like, man, hey, they had that wood, man.
It's not wood anymore. It's actually a composite.
It's a composite. Okay, it still has a mixture of aluminum in it.
It does. But what it does is it gives guys who don't normally hit home runs an opportunity to hit home runs.
Too bad for them. Figure out how to hit home runs on your own.
I agree. But and you know, if you notice some of these, the guys who are the top prospects go to these summer leagues, and they actually use wood bats.
Right.
And they're in for rude awakening because what happened is the real wood doesn't carry as long as like the composite bat does.
Yeah, but, I mean, to watch a 5'6", 115-pound grown man hit home runs doesn't do nothing for me. Well, it doesn't. Those guys are basic.
I agree with you.
Nick, the producer, is showing so many. Nick, jump on a mic. What is the faces for?
Let me explain something to you, Greg.
Yes, do. Educate me at 56 years old.
Me being a huge baseball guy, I'm just going to put this straight. Having a guy that's 5'6", because I'm around that height.
Okay. Oh, and so is Randall. All right.
My first ever home run was a walk-off home run.
Oh, that's nice.
If you ever have felt that feeling of hitting with a composite bat or some sort of metal bat, and it's a walk-off, and it's an absolute moonshot to another universe, then you're going to have a different feeling.
Yeah.
Have you ever hit a baseball bat that's composite like that in a big environment?
I appreciate you asking that because I've never used a composite bat. I've used aluminum bats, of course, and I've used wood bats. So I played a lot of baseball when I was a kid, and I was a catcher. But it's for me, and by the way, Nick repping the St. Louis Cardinals here today. So there you go. I thought it was Cincinnati Reds for a second. But
you know what? This is another little tidbit. Me being a Cardinals fan, unfortunately, they're not great this year. This is like for the first time since like 1965, I believe, since they've been in dead last. It's the second longest in franchise history, which is insane. But besides that, going back to the bat thing real quick, you know, prime example, Jose Altuve.
Yeah.
5'6", 5'5", uses a 32-inch bat, and it's a big piece of lumber.
Sure it is.
So for him to hit a home run at that height and with that length of a bat, it makes it pretty impressive.
Well, and it is impressive, but also he's an all-star.
He's a hitter.
So
I listen, he's a hitter.
I have a problem with the composites. I have a problem with anything having to do with a mixture of aluminum and that. Go to wood. You're getting ready to have wood in the major league.
Can the little guys get a chance to can we get a chance? Because
you can in Little League.
Kirby Puckett was a heck of a hitter.
Yeah,
so when I was in college, they had the aluminum in college. I had my first taste of composite once I finished playing baseball. Some of the guys who I played college ball with put together a softball team, and so we would travel and play in different around the different states. And I got a composite. First time I got a composite, and do you know that my home run ratio went up from 1 to 8?
Yeah, see, and listen.
I'm sorry, I love it.
Listen,
he's proving my point. No, I'm not even proving your point. I mean, it's true. I'm agreeing with you.
You're agreeing, yeah.
I'm agreeing with you, but I think you've got to have a differentiate between the pros and the college.
Why, though?
I think the bat is the whole thing because what it does is all about entertainment. When you get to the National Baseball League, these guys are huge. You know, they're huge. They're hitting monster shots. But when you and on a college level, everybody won't do that. And believe it or not, home runs sell the tickets. Mm-hmm. Okay, and let's look at UT. UT the last past couple of years with the new coach they have, I think it's Vietti. Look at some of the guys that he have gotten drafted, and these guys are hitting moonshots, and the moonshots are packing the stands. So it comes down to the dollar.
Well, and I think that definitely.
And
I
if
know,
you bring yeah. in wood bats, those numbers are going to go down, which take away from the excitement.
I know, but it's still the game of baseball, right? I'm not.
Oh, you still got hit.
I'm not interested in watching 15 runs, 25 runs.
That doesn't happen. That was two fluke games. You've never seen though. No, watching the College World Series, have you ever seen anybody score those type of runs two games?
That's
you
because know. They have aluminum. They have composite bats.
No, bat the pitchers. I think if you look at what happened. Toward the end, they were because the way the World Series set up, they're throwing their pitchers more
baseball
times
guys.
Now. So instead of the pitchers getting 4 days rest or 5 days, they're coming back on 2 and 3. And what that means is your curveball that normally hooks is now staying up top.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that happened. You can't throw your best pitcher 4 times in an 8-day period or 10-day period. Impossible. You wear him down.
No.
And that's the only thing that happened.
Except for the fact that they use aluminum bats, composite bats, and they need
it's
to go
not
buy
the,
Coach ain't
bat.
Give it
anyway,
up.
We'll move on.
We'll agree to the sound of the crack of the bat.
The sound of the crack of the wood, man. What happened to the crack of the wood?
You still have... Do me a favor. I would love for us to go to a hitting range, and we'll turn the machine down to 70 miles an hour and see can you hit it. You still
I know
have
I can
to
hit
the ball. We're talking about guys throwing at a minimum 85. You have some throwing the high 90s.
Yeah.
It ain't. It's not the bat.
Nice
you still
bunt.
You still
bunt.
Have to hit.
At 95, I just bunt.
Hold on. I was a bunter.
I wouldn't try to swing.
I did a lot of bunting.
I duck.
I did a lot of bunting, and I'm going to tell you, bunting is a little more difficult than you realize.
Not easier with aluminum bat.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not. It's hard with aluminum bat or wood bat.
Easier.
How many? Okay, small ball. Back in the day, if you look at the way the game was evolved, there was a lot of bunting. Look at it now. When these guys are asked to sacrifice, they can't do it.
Yeah, here's the thing for me is if something changes the game so dramatically one way or the other way, like small ball, I wasn't a fan of. Right, but if you've got composite bats that are jacking home runs and allowing 15, 18, 20 runs in games, and you can go back and I watched a lot of college baseball this year, and there are a lot of those games that just become blowouts because everybody in the lineup can hit a home run. I don't think everybody in the lineup can hit a home run with wood bat. So we need to move on. We can
we
talk
do.
About this another time. We'll talk about
he
it in October.
He stepped on my toes, didn't
the boys,
he?
bent you right out of shape early in the morning. I like it. But, hey, big week here in Nashville with the NHL draft. I'd never watched the NHL draft, honestly. And, you know, I watched it, and it was different. It was interesting, somewhat lackluster. I'm used to lots of trades and movement and – the thing that really stood out for me, and we aren't going to spend a lot of time on this, but I think the Predators now are really can show that they're shifting directions, getting right with Johansson and moving on from him and moving into some of these young guys. And I found it interesting, gentlemen. You know, every one of the draft picks looked like literally I don't think they have their driver's license yet.
They
are so young.
They don't.
My word,
17.
Guys.
17.
I was like, everyone coming up. I mean, I'm like,
yeah.
So it's either, guys, it's either one of two things. Either I'm just continuing to progressively get older, and as I look at younger people, I think they're younger than they really are. Or in this case, they're just younger, and they don't have their driver's license, some of them, honestly.
Yeah.
And they can't drink alcohol, and they get drafted. But I learned something in that there's just a longer process for the NHL draft pick
to get them ready,
to get them ready and to get them into the NHL. Like Ford, who was our draft pick. I think it was Ford. Wasn't that right, Nick? Looked it up. I think his last name is Ford out of Connecticut. I think he's only a freshman, if I'm not mistaken, at the University of Connecticut. But, you know, again, young
I think
guys.
It's Matthew Wood.
Matthew Wood, that's right. Yeah, my mistake. Yeah, Matthew Wood out of Connecticut, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, freshman out of Connecticut. Matthew Wood, I apologize for that. But – you know, just young guy, it'll be interesting to see. But they say the process is typically 2 or 3 years, which makes sense. Yeah. You know, I mean, these young men are still growing. I mean, they're getting bigger. What you got, Nick?
Also, you got to remember the number one overall pick, Connor Bedard, who went to Chicago.
Yes.
He will definitely play in the NHL this year, for sure.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, hands down, he won all the highlight accolades in the previous league he was just in. There's no question he doesn't play.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I watched film, and I guess the thing for me that I struggle with is I just don't know the system where, you know, I know college hockey, right, and a bit, and most of the northern teams like Michigan and Notre Dame and some of those other teams up in the north are really, really good. But so I guess it's not my same familiarity that I have with the other leagues, you know. So, but it was fun to watch. It was different. It was interesting.
I think they're a little similar to baseball because, you know, baseball, they can take a kid 18, 17 out of high school.
Yeah.
And you can see him through the minor system.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So I think this is what NHL does the same thing. They can take them 17, 18. They disappear, send them a little minor league circuit for 3 years. You're talking about now the kid is 20, 21.
Right.
Bring him back up. His body is filled out. He's got a little taste of the game on a high level, and then, you know, you can really
I think a lot of them get to play in the AHL, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. I was out in San Diego. We had the San Diego Goals, man, just put on a great show out there. It's pretty doggone cool to see that. But, you know, one thing I watched is I watched the guys that as I watched there in Nashville. Is Nashville now one of the biggest or best sports cities in America?
Building. No.
I mean, and here's why I said you get the NFL, draft with 100,000 plus people, 200,000 people for that a few years ago. You got the NHL draft that just came here. I mean, this city in general is booming. But why did you say no real quickly, Randall?
Because I think in my point of view, you have to have all the sports. You have to have all the sports, and you got cities that got all of them: basketball, football.
So all the four main sports.
But I think it's on the cusp, though. I really do. I think they're now talking about if the Major League Baseball is looking to expand, Nashville is on the radar. I think
they're number one.
Number one. The reason why I think, from your point of view, Greg, when the NFL decided to take the draft to city, Nashville showed up.
No doubt.
Nashville really showed up. And I guess I'm biased, but I don't think since Nashville had it, nobody's come close to the numbers. Because for every day of that draft, the street were packed.
Yeah.
So some of the other drafts, I've seen spots of, where you see people. But I think the world took notice of that. I think that put Nashville on the spotlight. They said, whoa, look how they turned out. And so then you put the NHL say, well, hey, we've never been there. They're one of the few teams that are still, trying to set a name for themselves. And now let's give them the draft. And I think it's great. I think Nashville showed up again for NHL.
I do too. Kansas City, Kansas City did a great job,
But you can see there was open space.
Yeah, sure. Oh, sure. I was thinking about it, is let me ask you this. Here's a question for you. Is Nashville or Las Vegas the better sports town? Nashville,
Las Vegas is simply giving everybody, every owner who is not happy, an opportunity to come to their city and giving them what they want.
Yeah.
So let's think about it. The Raiders had always complained about a stadium. And fast forward, now they're in Las Vegas. Oakland A's have complained about getting a stadium.
Yeah.
Fast forward. They just recently passed legislation to give them a stadium. So I think what
Oakland, yeah, in Vegas.
So I think what they're doing is they're looking, they know Las Vegas in itself is just a hot city because, the gambling and everything goes on. So their legislation is open and say, hey, we're open for business. If you want to come to Las Vegas, we'll put the money together, we'll get your stadium. And I think it's just, the hockey team.
Yeah.
So
Golden Knights.
Nashville won. Las Vegas, Las Vegas 1A, Nashville 1B.
I'm going to go Nashville 1A.
Why?
I don't know, just to argue with you this morning. I don't know, just to be.
Let's not talk about the bats, neither.
Right. But here's why. Is because I've lived in many, many, many states in this nation. Many, many, many. I've got Nebraska, Ohio, Alabama, California, Nevada. I've lived on Guam, USA, New Hampshire, all over, right? Mm-hmm. Kansas, all over this country. And living out in Southern California, you would think that's a sports mecca, okay? But it doesn't give you that feel that Nashville does when you come here because it's so widespread in Southern California.
Yes.
But, I mean, think about it. Look at all the teams you have out there. But to me, do I look at Los Angeles as one of the greatest sports cities in the nation? I don't.
No.
I don't. To your point, I agree that for the first time this year, I agree with Randall that Vegas and Nashville are the two that are, in my opinion, eventually going to be number one and number two in the entire nation for sports cities. So we do have a special guest caller that has taken some time to be with us early this morning. And Cedric or V, do we have him on yet or not quite? Okay, we're getting ready to bring him on. But we got a couple of guests here. And let me just tell you also, just as a teaser, gentlemen, and as the teaser, Nashville, the second half hour is all college football. All college football talk. Yes, it will be the storylines of the upcoming season. We're going to hit college football and have some fun with that. And, our normal segment at the beginning is usually the awesome or awful.
Right.
Except for Randall took up the entire half hour talking about aluminum bats and composite bats.
Well, I can tell my favorite awesome this week.
Yeah, let's hear it.
The the pitcher from the New York Yankees pitching a perfect game.
Yeah, under 90, under 100 pitches.
94
right?
pitches.
94 pitches.
Perfect game.
Yeah.
Perfect mean. Yankees.
Yeah, the Yankees. Yeah, that's beautiful.
He pitched an outstanding game.
Yeah, that's impressive. And like I said just a couple of moments ago, we do have our guest here on the phone, Cedric or V. Go ahead and introduce who we got, and let's talk with them.
We got John Howard, man, one of the most smartest businessmen, you know, we have, and one of our leaders with the Untouchables. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Good morning. How we doing, Jay?
Showtime, boss. Almost showtime.
Hey, doing good. Good morning to each of you.
Good morning to you. I hear we got a big picnic coming up, man. I love guys, I'm just going to be honest with you. Number one, I love food. I mean, I'm just being honest. I'm one of the guys said that. Yeah. And Jay out there, I thank the Lord every single day that I have taste buds. If we didn't have taste buds, we'd just be like grazing cattle out there.
We enjoyed, and we got one coming for you, July 3rd, which is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
This has been going on since 1958.
Wow.
The Untouchables started as a group of eight guys in the Nashville community who started getting themselves and their families together on July 4th. And it has grown so large that probably about 40 years ago, they started doing something for just the community on July 3rd. Starts about 5 o'clock. We start serving food about 7 o'clock. We got free fish, fried fish.
Mm.
We got free hamburgers, free hot dogs, coleslaw, baked beans. Free drinks. We got games. We got music, live music. Needless to say, you know who the DJ is.
Yes, sir.
Who is the DJ?
I think it's the guy that's in their place. Yeah.
And y'all didn't notice, but John Howard is a TSU Tiger.
Oh, that's right. Is that right?
Yeah, we'll school together. Yeah, John, this is Lacey. How's it going, man?
Hey, how you doing, Lacey? Very proud TSU Blue Tiger.
We always in the training room together, weren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm one of Joe Gillum boys, so yeah. I had the blessing playing for Coach Gillum. And a lot of the guys in the organization are former athletes. We have Wayman Bugs from Vanderbilt. I mean, you got so many guys from the Pearl and Cameron era, from the Whites Creek, the Maplewoods, the East. I mean, you name it, we got it. If you're from the Nashville area, you're going to see and hear a lot of familiar names. I mean, and a lot of familiar faces, college athletes, some that played in the pros. We have Ted Hammer kept playing, former NBA legend. Some of our past members who passed away, you had Sidney Grider, senior. I mean, you name it. We a lot of people familiar with sports in the community, Metro Parks and Rec. You'd be familiar with Mr. Booker White, my father, John Thomas Howard, senior.
Yep.
Mm.
So it is a very unique group. Age demographics is wide. If you like talking sports and you like eating, you like good music.
Oh, boy. You're singing my song, my brother.
Hey,
you're singing my song.
You want an argument, you'll get it.
You want an argument, you get it. I like that.
At every level. So.
Hey, how does that – we do a segment here called Awesome or Awful, and one of my top awesome moments of the week is the announcement that Tennessee State is the first HBCU school to have hockey. What does that mean for – a school like Tennessee State to step up and say, hey, we are going to be the first to have a hockey program? I was excited to hear the news. What were your thoughts when you heard that?
I was very excited. I was extremely excited because I like when Fisk did the gymnastics.
Correct.
Believe that the first to do it, that says something about vision, that says something about planning. Second, the way hockey is growing, you would be surprised. It was only about 20 years ago that people debated whether hockey could make it in the South.
And that's correct.
That was the NHL. Mm. Yeah. That wasn't even – now, look at the success of the Preds and the other teams in the NHL.
Yeah, Columbus.
Columbus. I mean
– the good teams were in Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. By far. But for Tennessee State University and the partnership with the NHL and the partnership with the Preds, it was the identical situation. Now – With that being said, let me put the pressure on. We also need to bring back our legendary baseball program.
Thank you.
Our legendary,
thank you.
Our legendary,
thank you.
Our legendary Tiger Shark
thank
swim
you.
Team.
Yes.
Yeah.
And with the popularity of soccer, we got to get soccer going.
Exactly.
But for it to be one of the first steps and bringing back the new programs, I was excited about it.
I think you mentioned it. It was a perfect fit for this city, mm-hmm. this community. With the partnership with the Predators to be able to put that together, because I was a little bit surprised. I've been here, I've studied all the local colleges and looking at Tennessee State to see that they didn't have a baseball program. You would think with the Nashville Sounds in town that maybe putting a baseball team back together would be the first thing that would happen, but it ended up being hockey, and I'm so excited for that and for it to be an HBCU team, mm-hmm. And to be the first to step up. To your point, the vision of that is fantastic. I will be at the first game that they have, 100% sure. In fact, the whole crew here, League Sports Talk Show, we will be at that for sure. Can't just look forward to it. There's a lot that goes into it, isn't it, to put a whole program together. You just think, okay, well, we're just going to put a team together like a Little League team. No. It's a lot of money, and you have to consider, right? I mean, travel costs, everything, huh?
Correct. Very significant. And it would not have been possible without the partnership with yep. NHL and with the Predators. And, again, with Tennessee State University. With Tennessee State being centrally located, it's great. I mean, we have three major rinks within a 20, 30-minute radius correct. Of Tennessee State University. Mm-hmm. So that worked out great. The other thing that it worked out, it is a recruiting tool for Tennessee State University. If you are interested in play hockey
right.
in high school or in any high school clubs, now you can consider that university. And yes. you know there are always people that want to say, I was the first.
Right.
So this
yeah.
first recruiting class, there'll be a lot of young student athletes that say, hey, you know what? And because of this beautiful transfer portal, which I'm sure you guys have discussed.
Oh, yeah.
There's no,
yeah.
telling, there's no telling what you might
get. Love-hate relationship with that, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But, boy, it's awesome having you on, and awesome with the Untouchables and what they've done in this community for that long. I didn't realize it was that long that they've hosted this, and that is July 3rd. Where is it at, by the way?
It will be at the old, it used to be called Swing Time, but now it is called Thompson Place.
Okay.
On West Hamilton Road. Again, we arrive about 6 to 7. We typically start serving food shortly after that and then just let the fun begin. It is at the Thompson Golf Range at 3543 West Hamilton Avenue.
Perfect.
That's zip code 37218 in that first district there. And,
all right.
It's a perfect setup for it. So please, community, come out. Get you some food, get you some drink. We have one adult beverage, which is what do they say? Tastes great, less filling.
Yes.
You know,
ice cold. By the way,
I'll tell you.
I don't know the rules for telecast. So I don't want to call any names, but
yeah.
People
no, you're
of
fine.
Our generation know what that commercial is.
Yes, we do. Yes, I'll tell you. Well, man, you're speaking my language at a lot of levels. Sports. Food. I mean, my favorite food in the entire world is stadium food. So I mean, I already told my wife when I pass away and go be with Jesus that for the celebration afterward, I want stadium food. I want nachos, double jalapenos. I want everybody to have two hot dogs on one bun and put some chili and slap some onions on that too. So
yeah, that sounds,
you're
yeah.
speaking our language, and very excited for you. Very excited for July 3rd. Gentlemen, we've got to go to break. You got anything else for him, Sedge? V?
No, we're excited. We hear that there's going to be quite a few trucks there. Do you know what trucks are going to be there?
Just don't tell him, John. Don't tell him.
Hey, come out. You'll be.
There you go. The teaser. I like it.
And you won't be disappointed.
We appreciate you, man. You know, we see you tomorrow. We're getting ready for showtime, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, John. Boy. That's awesome, boy.
That is awesome.
That's exciting stuff. And it's that time of year for these picnics. But to hear that something like that being around as long, I never knew that. That's impressive. Excited for that. Excited for the League Sports Talk Show, guys. Listen, the NFL has a problem. NFL has a problem. We're going to talk about that. A big, big problem. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a little college football preview here in a moment. We got a couple more callers coming in. But we are the League Sports Talk Show, your first responder to sports on this fine Saturday morning. We're live. I see you out there. And we'll be back on the other side. The League Sports Talk Show is here. And, hey, guys, we got lots of stuff going on right now in sports that we talked about this past week. And, man, just super excited after talking to the Untouchables there just a moment ago. And we're going to get Matt on the line here from one of our sponsors that is Double Dogs here in Gallatin. We'll have him on the phone in just a moment. I did want to touch on something, though, that was my awful part of the week. Okay. The NFL has a problem. Okay. Now, they probably couldn't give a rip that a 56-year-old man that coached football for 20 years that has a Saturday morning talk show says that they have a problem, but they have a problem. And it's a big problem. It's you know, seeing the gambling issue for me is I'm torn. Listen to me. I know that when it comes to gambling on your own team should not be allowed. For obvious reasons. I don't need to get into the reasons. You know why. I mean, because you can impact the flow of the game. Well, you can do whatever you want, right? And gambling on your own league that you're in, if it's the NFL, Major League Baseball, whatever it is, yes, I agree. You should not be allowed to do that. But we've had, what was it, four players were suspended for different types of gambling, okay? And the interesting thing to me was they were suspended. One of them, one of our own Titans, is suspended for gambling in the facility. He was in the facility. I want to read something that I want to read you the rules. I don't usually do this. I usually memorize this stuff, but I wanted to read so that you can hear. The NFL rules for gambling are this. Number one, do not bet on the NFL, V. Do not bet on the NFL, not just your team.
Yeah.
But don't – okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
Right? Don't bet on your team. Don't bet on the NFL. That should be a given. I get rule number one.
Okay.
Anybody have a problem with rule number one?
No.
Okay. Rule number two. This is from the NFL. This is not me that made this up. And I don't usually read stuff. I like to memorize it, but I wanted to make sure everybody understands. Number two, don't gamble at your team facility while traveling for a road game or staying at a team hotel.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
These guys gamble all the time. I mean, it just is a nature. It's just a reality. You know, some people like gambling, gamble, right? People like drinking, drink. People like dancing, dance.
Yeah.
If you like to gamble, you're going to gamble. Yeah. And you know, it's little things.
Yeah.
I mean, heck, we gamble for anything. I'll bet that light turns red, you know, in 5 seconds. I'll take 7 seconds in the over. Okay, $50.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, just little things. Yeah. Right? I'll bet you. Let's bet. You know, I mean, you hear it all the time, guys. So when it comes to gambling at a team facility while traveling for a road game or staying at a hotel, come on, man. I mean, again, don't gamble on your team. Don't gamble on your own league. I get it. Number three rule, don't have someone bet for you.
That's what's going to start happening.
Yeah.
It's already happening.
Yeah.
All of this is already happening, and we're just now getting these suspensions of these players. Now, listen to me. Here's the other side of me, just personally. If somebody puts rules out there, my employer as an example, that I'm supposed to follow, I'm going to follow them, okay? If I'm stupid enough to not follow certain rules that my employer has put out in front of me, then shame on me, okay? Shame on me. So, but here's another one. Don't bet. Number four, there's only six rules, guys. So, and by the way, these were preached, as I'm sure you understand, Tennessee State, right? They're preached in college. You know, D1, D2, they're preached when you make it to the pros. Number four is don't share team inside information. Duh.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say nobody, but.
That's going to happen.
I
think the when all the sports teams did get involved with these hotels and betting groups, they knew that. They knew once they went to bed with them that they're going to have this problem.
Yeah, so, I mean,
they knew it.
It's just the beginning.
But the money that they're making for the owners and the sports was just too great to let go.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
What is this? The all of this started because of Pete Rose, right?
No.
There's been point shaving scandals and everything else that goes back before Pete.
But to go back to what Coach said, I listened to some of the sports stations, and that's all they talk about, over and under. And I don't understand it, but that makes me turn it off because I'm not getting the information that I need. But they talk about, you know, it's over and 300, and I'm like, what?
These guys are winning money. These guys are winning money, so I mean,
but like Coach said, man, you taking away the excitement of the sport. So if I know I'm playing Alabama and one of the players is like, hey man, you know they're gonna be short. That's a bet. That's an inside track to a bet to me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so when you hear, you know, all you hear is over and under, on TV and on radio. And I'm like, Coach, I think they taking away the excitement of the game. Arch Leister.
Arch Leister, I remember him. I'm not going to minimize the fact that, like an Arch Leister, that some people have gambling problems. Yes. And if you have gambling problems, there's avenues and ways that you can get help. There's 800 numbers, 877. You can get help for your gambling issue. Rule number 5 for the NFL, don't enter a sports book during the NFL playing season. Hold on one sec. Don't enter a sports book during the NFL playing season. So if it's not the NFL playing season, I can enter a sports book?
I guess you can bet on every other sport.
But your own.
Well, no. You're not supposed to bet on the NFL. And then number 2, don't gamble at your team facility. Don't do any gambling at your team facility, period. And then number six rule was, this one blew me away too, don't play daily fantasy football.
But daily fantasy is on everybody's commercial.
It's so connected, though. I got to probably. This was my awful thing of the week. And listen to me. This is going to get uglier before it gets pretty. And I don't think it's ever going to be pretty. And oh, by the way, NFL, you put a team in Las Vegas. You have an NFL team in Las Vegas.
Some of your advertising is
sports book.
Caesar's betting sport.
MGM. I mean, what in the. So this is more of a discussion than right now. We're going to continue the discussion as we move next week. Right now we've got Matt at our sponsor over there in Gallatin, Double Dogs in Gallatin. Matt, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, fellas. I'm doing wonderful.
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, we got
D. You're the dream, baby.
You're there early. You guys open, what, at 11?
Yeah, we open at 11, but we get here at 7 o'clock in the morning and start getting things going. That's what happens when you make everything from scratch, Coach.
Yeah. I like that. It makes everything from scratch. I like that. God, I love food. Hey, so tell me, let's go to the food. What food specials you got today? Get me even more excited over our last caller. This is great.
Okay. Well, we have, like I said, everything's made from scratch. We got great burgers, hot dogs, hand-breaded chicken tenders, hand-cut french fries, made from premium potatoes that have a special name. we do everything as fresh and as well done as possible. We put a lot of time and attention into every little thing in the kitchen. Just randomly, I was listening to the show a little while ago and heard you say something about two hot dogs on the same bun.
Yes. Do you have that there, Matt?
We don't. I can make it happen for you, Coach.
Oh, there you go. We'll call the coach.
Hey,
Coach's double dog?
Coach's double dog's double dog.
We got something. We got something.
Oh, man, NIL money. Let's go. I like it, man.
No,
of course,
a good thing when I hear it.
Yeah, that's good.
We do have a burger, though, that does have two burgers and one hot dog on the same bun, so I don't know if you're doing
spicy. Whoa.
We'll call it the Lacey Burger.
Wait. A burger with a hot dog on it?
It's two burgers and a hot dog. It's called the Big John. It's one of our
Big John.
Well, we're going to be doing a remote out there later this month with the League Sports Talk Show. We look forward to seeing you, Matt. We'll get a date set, and we'll get Corey Harris out there with Vanderbilt, Super Bowl champion, sign autographs with you guys, and spend some time with you, and sign me up for that double dog. I'm in. I'll take it with chili because I've had your chili dogs. I actually used one of the delivery services the other night to get food from you guys. Loved it. Well, hey, you guys have an awesome weekend over there at Double Dogs in Gallatin. Thank you so much for being one of our sponsors. And everybody out there, just keep listening to the show. We got some good stuff. We're getting ready to do our college football preview, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Coach.
Have a good day.
All right, Matt.
All right. Have a good one. So as we continue on with this great show, this has been awesome, guys. A lot of information. 60 minutes, fastest 60 minutes in sports. Here's the question. You ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready, V?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready, Nick?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready, Sid?
Ready to go.
What storylines are you most interested in the upcoming college football season? And I have a couple that I want to throw at you now. Are you ready?
Okay.
Number one, are you most looking forward to seeing a Georgia three-peat as the national champion?
It's going to happen.
Not going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Not going to happen.
They're going to beat Bama.
Not going to happen.
They're going to beat Bama.
They're going to beat Bama for the national championship.
Not going to happen.
They play Bama. They're going to beat Bama.
Not going to happen.
Watch.
Oh, boy.
Watch.
Three-peats are too hard.
I should have worn my shirt.
And you guys realize Stetson Bennett was great for this system. They'll come back with a new guy. And I'm not sure who it is, but no.
Okay.
No. Mm. If they had Stetson Bennett, I might would consider it.
Alabama going to have a freshman.
I mean, but aren't these Final Four guys every year, Sedge and V? And I mean, these Final Four teams, they're plug and play. It's a lot of plug and play.
You know, I'm going to have your Ohio States, you'll have your Alabamas, your Georgia, I think, would be close. But, I mean, they throwing Michigan in there. I can't even rule out, and I can't believe I'm saying this, I can't rule out UT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. University of Tennessee?
Yeah.
I can't rule them out. That offense.
Yeah, University of Texas, back, too.
Right.
Mm. I'm from Texas. You know what I'm saying? I can't believe I said it, but I like Heupel's offense.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it puts too much pressure on the team defense. And the one game they did lose, I mean, that was because Hendon Hooker went out. But
who's already gone into the draft with the Detroit Lions. So you lost a lot. You lost the two.
Milton,
man.
Remember, Milton started at Michigan.
Yeah, he's transferred.
And he actually started in front of Hooker before they made the switch.
Yep.
So and from a little clip I saw this past week.
That arm.
He threw about 80 yards.
In the air.
It was amazing.
Did it go to anybody?
Yes, because he got caught.
I was just checking. I thought we were going to leave it hanging in the air.
No. He was at the Manning Training Academy. You know, Mannings, they throw that academy every year. They don't invite none but the top quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And all of them who comes out always come out the year looking a whole lot. I don't know what they teach them down there.
Sedge, what do you think about a three-peat with Georgia?
I think it's possible. No. It's possible.
Wait a second. Now, do you see Randall over there? He just crosses his arm and like.
I didn't mean it in a bad way.
Crosses. You know what that means when you cross your arms. I just crossed my arms. No.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Not
I mean,
gonna,
I'm
going to
start
happen.
Doing that, Jen, my wife. And I'm gonna, you know, she's going to ask me something. I'm going to cross my arms like Randall just
happen.
Did.
This offseason had too many distractions.
No.
By the way, too.
So you're saying Bama's going to win?
No, no, I'm not picking Bama.
I know, but why wouldn't it be Georgia?
My sleeper team, besides UT, y'all need to keep your eye on LSU. Why everybody's sitting here talking right now, LSU is quietly, they had Brian Kelly. Had a good first season.
Yep, Coach Kelly, yep.
A lot of players are coming back, didn't hit the transfer portal.
Hey, but hey, wouldn't it be something to see LSU baseball and LSU football win championships in the same
basketball team,
same
the women
seasons.
Basketball team won.
Yeah.
Baseball team.
Yeah. So, and here's how rare this is, gentlemen and listeners out there. How rare is it?
A three-peat.
It's only, a three-peat has only happened one time in the history of the NCAA. And I had this debate. It's happened one time.
I know it is.
Who do you think it is?
UCLA.
Nope. Not UCLA. National championship in football.
Oh, in football.
Yeah.
Three-peat. I'm saying Notre Dame.
Okay.
Notre Dame.
What do you say, V? Hey Nick, the producer. I'm gonna cross my arms and go to Randall. No.
Hurricanes.
Okay, V. Who was the three-peat? You remember?
Miami Hurricanes.
No.
Oh.
Sedge.
I'm gonna say it was my Fighting Illini.
Close. No. Nick, the producer.
Really? The Fighting Illini. So it's gotta be somewhere, some school from that region, then.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, look, boy. We got an O over here. You
I'll
have
let
to
let Mr. Arms Crosser go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm probably still wrong. I'm going to say Penn State.
Wrong. Close, though. You're close. You're very warm. Nick, give us yours.
So it's in the Big Ten.
Yep.
I know. Michigan State.
Nope.
No. It's got to be Ohio State.
Now, I'm not trying to pretend like I'm super smart over here. because I had to find, I had to study and do research on this. 1934, 1935, 1936, your Minnesota Gophers.
What?
Yes, the only team to have a three-peat. Now, people out there in radio land and listening on their phones or whatever probably saying, no, my Alabama Crimson Tide did it. No, they did not. Go look at their history of championships.
The Minnesota Golden Gophers.
The Minnesota Gophers.
I wouldn't even have thought of in 1935.
I wouldn't either. I was negative 30 years back then.
Yeah. Touch football.
So that was one storyline. I am very curious to watch that because it's only happened once. A three-peat by Georgia would be interesting. Number two, things to look out for here in the college football season coming up here. Repeat Heisman winner. Are you interested in seeing a repeat Heisman winner? And that Heisman winner last year, as you remember, was the freshman.
Caleb Williams
out of University of Southern California, which, by the way, that's a dark horse of mine for a national championship opportunity. I didn't say they're going to win it, but USC is locked and loaded. Are you interested in seeing a repeat?
Yes.
Or do you – you are. Okay.
Yeah, last one, Archie Griffin.
Yeah, last one, Archie Griffin out of Ohio State. Yeah, out of the Ohio State University.
Sorry, the
Ohio State. You've got the
The Ohio State University.
So are you interested in seeing that, a repeat of a Heisman, or do you like seeing a fresh new guy?
It's going to be a fresh new guy.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Lincoln Riley.
Yeah, he got Lincoln it together, Riley, but no.
Yeah, I mean, what about you, Setch? Would you like to see a repeat as the Heisman winner or somebody fresh, new?
Somebody fresh. Somebody
okay.
Fresh.
All right. Do you want to see a quarterback or running back?
It's going to probably be a running back.
I'm going to say a running back. I want to see
I'd like to see a running back. That'd be fun. You know,
like
you know, the quarterbacks.
I like linebacker.
The quarterbacks have. linebacker would be good. The quarterbacks have kind of dominated, obviously. They usually do. I mean, especially we're in a quarterback friendly sport.
Yes.
When it comes to football. But, I mean, I'd like to see. I'd like to not see a repeat. I like the new guys. Usually it's going to be a quarterback out of Ohio State. Or, you know, a defensive player out of Michigan or some. But I want to see something. I'd like to see a running back win the Heisman. I'm looking forward to looking at that this year. Again, a repeat, ladies and gentlemen out there, has only happened one time in the history of the Heisman Trophy, and that is Archie Griffin out of Ohio State. Mm-hmm. We do have one final guest to join us for a couple moments here. And then after we come back with the guest, we're going to talk about who's the sleeper contenders in college football, if we have time.
Okay. We're going to call him our betting guy. We have Eli Davis on the line, and he's going to give us our bet for the weekend. Eli, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
What's going on, Eli? How are you, man? Where are you driving around? I hear you. Sounds like you're in the car. Where are you at?
Headed to Florida.
Oh, I'm driving around here, man. I've got my whole family. I'm driving them down to Florida, man. Taking a week off.
You going to Panama City?
Yes, sir. You best believe it.
Okay, listen. I got a tip for you, and I'm not kidding, okay? I went there, and there's the best sports bar probably I've ever been to, at least since the last sports bar that I went to. It was phenomenal there in Panama City, and it's called Christo's. Christo's.
All right. Me and sports bars get along pretty well, so I'll have to check it out.
I'm serious. And listen. I'm going to say this because it sounds weird. It's attached to a gas station.
What?
Yes, it is. So you go fill up your tank, and you end up not coming home until midnight. Just chill. At
aren't all the best places, man.
Yeah, you'll love you. Just check out Christo's. You'll love it. But, yeah, what's your bet of the weekend here? We look forward to hearing that.
I've got a bet of the weekend MLB style for today for you guys. It's a Moneyline Magical play here, man. We've got the three locks here for you today. The first one is going to be the Brewers at the Pirates. The Brewers, the Brew Crew just dominates the Pirates. They've been doing it for years. Corbin Burnes is a clear mismatch versus Johan Oviedo. That's -140 right now. That's money.
That's -140 for the Brewers.
Yes, sir.
So that was
Brewers -140.
Carlos Santana jack last night to walk it off, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Pirates snuck one away from him at the very end there.
Okay.
And I actually cashed out on Pirates money line last night, but I'm switching it up here. I got the Brewers today. It's a clear mismatch. The Brewers always dominate the Pirates.
I like that. Or what's your second one?
Second one is the Orioles at home versus the Twins. you've got Kyle Bradish versus Bailey Ober. And on the road, he lets them go over. So
the
I'm
over.
Going with the Orioles to dominate today as well.
Perfect. So the Orioles with Rookie of the Year candidate out there. Well, I forgot his name. Doggone it. What's his name? He's a stud with the Orioles. But, yeah, so you got – so with the Orioles, what was the over-under on the runs?
That over-under is at 8.5. I do like that, too, if you want to do a same-game parlay. I like the Orioles money line plus the Orioles Twins over 8.5. That would be at a good price there, a good plus money price.
Okay.
But my favorite play of the day, though, is coming here, and that's going to be the Cubs versus the Guardians.
Okay.
And I'm going to take the Cubs money line there at -135 as well. You got Marcus Stroman on the mound, who's been dominant this season.
Beast. Absolute beast.
Mm-hmm. He's been cooking. You got facing Tanner Bibee, who is coming back off injury. And I think he's going to get rocked here at Cubs Stadium today. I think at Wrigley, man, they're going to eat.
Would you parlay the over on that, being that he's coming back from injury and you got Stroman on the mound?
I'd probably stay away from that, to be honest with you.
Okay, because, yeah, Stroman will hold them down to probably nothing.
I would more so look towards like an Ian Happ home run today.
Oh, I like that.
You're gonna bet.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Okay, all right, very good, very good. Good information. What you got, Nick, the producer?
I have one question for Mr. Davis. So I'm looking at the over-under on strikeouts for Mr. Stroman. Obviously, when he was in London, he had a little bit of a finger problem, I guess a cut or something. Over 3.5 seems like the play today from my perspective. Would you agree?
I agree with that. Even though the Guardians are very good at getting on base, I think today with the way the cards are flowing, I think I could see Stroman pitching 6 innings still. And with those 6 innings, he's going to get those over 3.5 Ks. I love that prop alive.
I also have one more for you. 5 strikeouts for Stroman plus +176.
Love that, yeah.
The over, right?
Yes.
Play. Yeah, I take the over on that.
Another great play I'm loving today is give me here in Baltimore and Boston, I would take a Rafael Devers home run prop as well.
Okay.
Love that.
He allows a lot of home runs and a lot of deep balls. And the balls have been flying there in Toronto here lately. Also, man, so at my site, we run a site called Beat Your League. We hit a plus 15,000 parlay yesterday on 3 home runs. And I like the home run props again today. The games to target would be the Red Sox and Blue Jays. I would target the Orioles and Twins. And I would also target this game with the Marlins and Braves.
Okay.
Perez is a great pitcher, but, you know, he throws some heat, which can allow for some deep bombs to come as well today.
Awesome. I love it, man. I love doing this stuff. We want to have you on again, and especially I like betting on baseball. I love it. It's fun. We'll talk another day about my San Diego Padres and their dismal season. They're horrible, I mean, with all that talent. But that's a whole another discussion for another day. And Sedge's Cubs. But, man, we appreciate you being on the show with the League Sports Talk Show. Sedge, you got anything?
No, I'm just excited to have him aboard. Eli, tell him about your website and what you guys do.
Yes, sir. So I've got started up a website called Beat Your League. We're on Twitter. We're on YouTube. We're kind of all over the map here. You guys come check us out. We got bets every single day. I've got 4 to 5 bettors who are releasing daily free picks. We're hitting big. Yesterday we turned $25 into over $3,800 on one bet, put $40 in another bet, and it paid out $2K yesterday. So there's some money to be made over there at Beat Your League. So go follow us on Twitter, and let's get some money, man.
I love it, man. So get out there to get on those websites, get on Twitter, and see what he's got. I like that so far the things I've heard out of him are outstanding. Love to have you back on the show down the road, too, and chat about all kinds of stuff. And we also talk, have you bring in just the interesting things about the NFL as we're getting close to that season and betting in the NFL and what that's what's going on with all the suspensions. So lots to talk about. Fun stuff, man. Enjoy Panama City. Go over to Crystal's, man. Tell them that Greg, the coach, and Jen sent you there, brother. It'll be a good time for you and the whole family. And love it, man. Love sports. Appreciate you. Be safe.
Yes, sir. I'm about to fill up on some gas and some beer over at Christo's, man. We'll get some bets rolling.
You love it. You love it. I tell you, again, you'll know when you see. I can't wait to hear a report card back. And we are the League Sports Talk Show, and man, lots of stuff today's guys,
yeah,
huh?
Man.
Lots of meat on that bone.
Yes,
Sedge rocking and rolling, getting these callers to call in, and man, Matt over there at Double Dogs, head on over there. And this is the League Sports Talk Show, sponsored by Double Dogs in Gallatin and Nashville Toyota North, and whoever else wants to sponsor us, come on board because we are the League Sports Social. Yes, Sedge,
and we are your first responders. For sports.
Every Saturday, 7 a.m. See you next week.